The world is going through changes. Changes happening at a speed that we have never seen before. This is leading to disruption, chaos, panic, fear, hysteria, and a turbulent economy and marketplace. How do you protect your wealth in a turbulent world? How do you invest for cash flow and alternative assets to escape the rat race in times of uncertainty? How do you decentralize yourself, your family, your community, your business, and your investments to become sovereign and escape the matrix? If you are looking for strategies, tactics, and techniques to escape the rat race and matrix, you are in the right place. My name is MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Ninja. This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode and spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. I've got a fantastic show for you today. I'm joined by Mark Yaxley. He is the CEO of SWP Strategic Wealth Preservation, based out of the Cayman Islands. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a spoiler alert here. We're going to talk about gold and why gold is important, and how you can buy and store gold in the Cayman Islands. We'll also share why the Cayman Islands is such a great option. But towards the end of the interview, Mark and I discuss how you can become your own bank with gold. Many of our listeners and viewers are familiar with the infinite banking concept strategy, which I am a massive fan of and implement and execute myself. Been doing that for, a decade and a half now. But a lot of people are not familiar that you can also be the bank with gold. If you're interested in purchasing and storing gold in the Cayman Islands and implementing and executing a collateralized strategy with gold where you can be the bank with gold, you could go to cashflowninja.com/be the bank with gold. That's cashflowninja.com/be the bank with gold. There you will access a presentation that is less than 10 minutes and get more information of exactly how you can do this. Mark, it's great to have you on the show. Great to see you.
MC, good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been looking forward to this conversation. Now, Mark, for our audience that's not familiar with you and what you do and your background, can you give us a little bit of an overview of your background and how you got into what you're doing and what you're up to these days?
Yeah, MC, pretty straightforward. You know, in simple terms, I'm a gold dealer. I've been a gold dealer for the last 18 years. Got to start when I was just 26 years old, working for Kitco, which a lot of people are probably familiar with, pretty big dealer out of Canada where I grew up. And ever since that time in 06, I've been selling precious metals on a daily basis. Now the CEO of SWP, which is a precious metals dealer and storage company in the Cayman Islands. So still selling metal, still helping people invest in gold and silver.
How did you, what attracted you to gold and silver and precious metals? That's a huge industry, by the way, for our international listeners and viewers in Canada. So, I mean, if you look at all the listings, especially of your mining companies and resource companies, they're all in Toronto, right? On the Toronto Stock Exchange. So how did you get into it and what attracted you?
Yeah, I mean, I was always interested in finance as a kid, you know, that was, and you know, obviously in college and growing up, I was always interested in finance, studying accounting. And I think becoming an auditor was a little bit too boring for me. So having the opportunity to work in, I wouldn't necessarily call it financial services because, you know, precious metal dealers don't work like a bank. We're not regulated the same way that a bank might be. So we're kind of on the outskirts of the financial services industry, but nonetheless, you know, working with numbers, helping investors and gold, why it's stuck. You know, I've come to appreciate gold in my own personal life, in my own investment life. It's done, you know, good things for my family and people close to me and also clients that I've worked with for a long time. So that's helped me stick with precious metals. I see the value for many reasons that I'm sure we're going to discuss during this interview, but you know, it's something that I'm proud and still excited today, 18 years later, to be selling to my clients.
Yeah, if you think about gold, it's been money for centuries, right? And I mean, Aristotle's like famous for his views on gold itself, just saying like gold has durability. It doesn't corrode or decay, so it can last indefinitely. Gold has divisibility. It can be divided into smaller parts without losing its value. There's consistency and uniformity. Pure gold is consistent and cannot be minted into coins. Well, can be minted into coins of uniform quality, and it has intrinsic value in and of itself, right? It's, you know, Doug Casey always says it's the one of the only financial assets that's not somebody else's liability, where it's your asset. So there's already that case that it's money. It's real money. It's been money for centuries. We're operating on fiat currencies right now. How does this play in right now for folks that, because there's all of a sudden an interest in the world, around the world, in gold, and you could probably share more about that, all of the phone calls and people that are reaching out to you, but there's a massive interest right now of people all around the world. How does this fit into what's going on in the world today, and what does this provide for people, and why are people all of a sudden so interested in it?
Yeah, it really started back in about 2000, you know, and this is how it works with gold. People forget about gold. Okay, we'll take one step back. First of all, you summed it up really well. Gold's been around for 6,000 years as a commodity that's been exchanged and traded amongst humans. Because of all that history that it has, it's deeply ingrained into our society, especially in the Middle East, India, Asian cultures, but North America, you know, gold eagles. We're money. When they were building the railway in Canada, people were paid in gold and carried gold in their pockets, you know, and silver in their pockets all the way up through the 60s. And it was part of our currency. Literally, it was, you know, quarters and half dollars and dollars were stamped in silver up until only about 50 years ago. Now, from that time, people did start to lose a little bit of interest. You know, people started investing more money in the stock market, for example, more recently, obviously, cryptocurrencies coming on the scene. So sometimes people tend to forget about the benefits of gold, but they quickly realize that when the geopolitical risk in the world rises, there's that rush back to gold. People say, oh, man, I need to have gold in my portfolio. So that really started with COVID. When governments basically destroyed, effectively, you know, shut down economies, destroyed supply chains, caused havoc amongst all of us globally, one of the asset classes that people rushed back into was gold. So that really kicked things off. Then you had the invasion of the Ukraine in 2022, which is still continuing today. So that's, you know, a major conflict inside of Europe, which hasn't really occurred since the Second World War. And more recently, obviously, we have the conflict in Gaza, which is now starting to spread and involve major players like Iran and the United States and the Western allies. So a lot of geopolitical risk right now, which means central banks are buying a lot of gold. That's one of the reasons you're seeing the gold price where it is. It's being supported by large purchases from central banks, because these guys, you can criticize them all you want, they're pretty smart and they recognize risk. So they're loading up on gold, and then mainstream investors through ETFs and through physical precious metals, as well as mining companies, are also buying in heavily into the market right now, like you said.
So one thing that's very interesting is that when there's uncertainty in markets, right, there was always this rush into dollars, US dollars. So what I find fascinating, there's a lot happening in the world in the last couple of years. One of probably the biggest strategic mistakes ever made, and I mean, you can argue it was just buffoonery or just somebody being a complete idiot, or it was done intentionally, was the reserves that was confiscated of the Russians. So their forex reserves, US dollars, and they had some euros, were confiscated. I mean, the story gets even worse when now they actually want to use that confiscated assets, the foreign reserves, which they stole from them. There wasn't a court that awarded it to the West. They stole it from the Russians, right? If it was anybody else, we would just say, oh, they stole the money. Now they actually want to use that money and give that money, you know, to to the Ukraine to keep funding the other side. So not only did you stole the money from someone, you're using the money that you stole from them to be used against them to fund a war. So you have this going on. So my, how I look at this, and I look, you know, growing up in a different part of the world, and yes, I live in the United States, but I could see what's going on. The entire world's looking at this and everybody's like, oh, when there was a rush into, there's instability, there's uncertainty, all that kind of stuff. Dollars, would people go with it, would go to US dollars, right? Now you're looking at this going, well, where else do we go? We're not going into US dollars because of all this nonsense, and especially the central banks of other countries. If you were like, pick a random, pick South Africa. I mean, if you're the South African chief of their central bank and you're looking into this, and you're looking at your foreign reserves in a much different light than you did before all of this nonsense happened. So that makes a pretty good case for gold. And that's why you see it with the central banks and, of course, everybody else. All of this uncertainty, insecurity, the geopolitical stuff, the world's a powder keg. Pick your region, pick your area. It feels like something's about to happen, and it doesn't help where the media around the world is just rolling out in unison that, hey, maybe we should have conscription in all the countries, whether it's Canada, United States, Australia, in the UK. So this provides an opportunity where folks say, well, okay, I want something that's real, that's tangible, that I can hold, that I can feel. I can feel the weight of it. Gold's the answer, right? It's as good as gold.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. What the central banks are looking for, because of the threats, you know, one of the examples is the threat that the United States posed, or the action that they took where they confiscated assets that belonged to another country, to another government. What that proved to other countries is, hey, we're exposed here. You know, what if they do that to us next? What if we're the next target? What if they confiscate our assets, you know, under the guise of democracy and protecting the world and so on and so forth? Now, I'm not criticizing all of the actions that have been taken against Russia, but it did show clearly that they had the capability to do it. And that's a major country. I mean, this is not a third world country. This is a major player on the global scene. So what other countries, other major players are doing, like South Africa, for example, they're diversifying and to be for one of the reasons to be less exposed to that possibility. And so that term of diversification not only applies to central banks and to other governments that are trying to protect their reserves and protect themselves from things like confiscation from other countries that have larger militaries than they might have, but the same thing applies to everyday investors like us. You know, we're looking, you know, you're looking at the stock market, which can be highly volatile. You know, trading at all-time highs right now, or near all-time highs right now, how long is that going to last? You've got, you know, record inflation that we haven't seen since the 80s over the last couple of years. So people are looking for hedging, you know, hedges. They're looking for diversification. And gold is really amazing because it's so different from other asset classes. It doesn't correlate. It's, you know, it's got that reverse correlation to the stock market and to a lot of other asset classes. It's a true diversifier. So it's like, it's one thing to have a well-diversified stock portfolio, but when the stock market goes down, you know, when, as they say, when the current goes out, the water drops regardless of, you know, of the situation. So no matter what your diversification looks like with inside that portfolio, chances are your stocks are going to take a hit, whereas gold is probably going to be going up. And we saw that during the 2008-2011 financial crisis. Stock market dropped 30-40%. Gold goes up 140%. It's a perfect real-life example of why you need to be diversified, and you really nailed it. That's the theme, I think, the underlying theme that a lot of people are looking for right now.
I want to take a moment to share something very important right now. Are you trying to figure out how to protect your savings from the banking collapse, which has already started, and the coming financial crisis? Most banks will fail. Deposits that are not insured by the FDIC will be lost, and there will be bank bail-ins. And this collapse in the banking system will lead to chaos in the financial system. Banks also provide loans to real estate investors. So what do you think is going to happen to lending in the event of a banking and a financial crisis? You can be proactive and position your savings to protect it, and also have access to it to use it to buy discounted assets by positioning it in your own banking system through the infinite banking concept strategy. Producers Wealth has put together a presentation at yourownbankingsystem.com where you will learn how to position capital outside of the banking system and the Wall Street casino, just like the ultra wealthy, to protect it and create a pool of tax-free liquid capital to capitalize on the massive opportunity to buy discounted assets, which is coming. You can access the presentation at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com. So it's a great hedge against inflation, safe haven asset, as we just shared with all the nonsense that's going on around the world. Great way to diversify your portfolio. And of course, I mean, it's a store of value and protection against all of these currencies that it seems that, you know, you look at the currency, the Forex markets, and you see sometimes the dollar is gaining in strength, but against other currencies. So it's the prettiest of the ugliest group, I guess, if you want to look at it that way. The only way to really then position it and maintain purchasing power is through precious metals. We had mentioned the geopolitical stuff, right? And this is a big part of what's going on of risk management right now, because it doesn't matter what governments do. I mean, pick your government around the world. There's a lot of stuff going on, which we don't have control over. So we can kind of navigate this minefield of just poor thought out decisions. And then we could position ourselves as investors and not be a victim of it. So one of the things is you're based in the Cayman Islands. So I'm obviously in the United States. People are listening around the world. What are some of the reasons why the Cayman Islands fits in so nicely as a place to actually warehouse and store gold? Because, you know, a lot of people in our network have shared with me too. I'm saying I don't feel comfortable in having any precious metals stored in Europe or the Five Eyes of the intelligence agencies, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, United States, and England, and so forth. So a lot of people are looking for other alternative options. What are some of the reasons that the Cayman Islands fit in so well into a positioning and warehousing and storing gold?
It's pretty straightforward. Yeah, a lot of it has to do with the governments, in fact. And the history of the Cayman Islands is a relatively new one. It's a young country. They've really only had their independence for about 60 years now. So what that means is that they had a choice that they made relatively a short while ago on how they were going to construct their country, how they were going to write their laws, what type of businesses they were trying to attract, what type of industries they were trying to promote. And the choice that they made, interestingly enough, for an island that doesn't have any exports, very few natural resources, they said, look, how are we going to build our economy? How are we going to feed our people? How are we going to raise revenue so that we can educate the next generation? They chose to do that through financial services. That was the choice that they made. So the government here understands very clearly that the financial services industry and proxy companies like SWP, which again, we're not a bank, but we fit in within that group loosely, was really the future of the country. So they support that industry. They promote that industry, in fact. And so that's really where it starts. They write laws. They make decisions that, in fact, help those businesses, that help grow that industry within the Cayman Islands and help protect it from external pressures when they do arise. One of those, for example, was the EU had at one point put the Cayman Islands on the gray list. And basically, that was impactful on the financial services industry. So the Cayman Islands worked very, very hard to return to the whitelist, which they're now whitelisted again with the EU, so that they can trade freely, with whomever it might be, and they meet all of the regulations required. And so the country takes it very, very seriously. That's number one. You also have a history of stability. There's no war. There's no conflict. There's no standing military here in the Cayman Islands. It's a British overseas protectorate. So in the case that someone said, okay, we want to hassle the Cayman Islands or we want to invade the Cayman Islands, they are a British protectorate, which means the United Kingdom, from a military standpoint, would have a responsibility to protect the Cayman Islands, as would any ally. So there's really no risk of war, and there's really no reason to bring conflict to the Cayman Islands, unlike, you know, the United States, unlike perhaps if you were storing in Europe, where you might feel that that's a threat, a reality that could occur. So you talk about stability, you talk about the government, and also the people. You know, it's important to realize that people here, they know what pays the bills. They understand, you know, where lunch is coming from tomorrow, and therefore they're supportive of businesses like our own. And that makes for a good environment generally for gold and silver trading and storage in the Cayman Islands. As you know, at a 10,000 foot overview, I'd say that's the strength of the island.
Yeah, and they're, like you said, they're the economy is based on financial services, and they do business all around the world with everyone, right? So they kind of have a neutrality factor kind of built in. So it's not, you know, it's not like as the world is getting polarized and be put into two blocks, basically, they still have maintained kind of a neutrality in welcoming capital from all over the world, right?
Very much neutral. And I would go further to say another thing that makes Cayman so attractive, and you know, for you, MC, for example, if you went, you know, if you drove to New York, I think you're not too far from New York. You made the drive to New York. You could fly here in 3 hours. So the proximity to the U.S. market and the Canadian market is very, very good. People here speak English. They accept U.S. dollars as well. So, you know, the place is very well set up to cater to American and Canadian investors. You know, obviously we have clients from all over the world. We welcome everyone. There's no one that we, you know, other if you're living in a sanctioned country, unfortunately, we can't do business, but that's very few and far between, really. So, but very, very good proximity and ease of business with the North American market in particular.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that's very important. I just wanted to bring that up because we mentioned earlier the geopolitical chaos of just crazy things that governments are doing. So if you're navigating this, you want to position yourself, and obviously you want to diversify. And it's, you know, I look at it as a great option for diversification, you know, because you might be, I mean, again, it doesn't matter what the label or the flag that you're operating under. If somebody is kind of, if somebody is pointed out or put on the naughty list, basically, and their citizens then as a result now is, then that could impact them. And you don't know. I mean, we've got listeners around the world. You might be on the naughty list, or your country might be on the naughty list, right? So I just think of, for example, not overusing the Russian example, but they took their Forex exchange reserves, stole that, regardless of what you think of it. They took that. It didn't end up in a court, and a court didn't allow them to take that. They just took it, and then now they're using it against them. But that wasn't the main thing, too. They went after a lot of their oligarchs, right? Because it's the only country with oligarchs. Everyone else is titans of industry and philanthropists and so forth, but they have oligarchs. So they went after a lot of those folks. So, and here's the irony of that too, is a lot of those folks that is deemed to be oligarchs, they might not be in the best, how can I say, their relationship might not be rock solid, even with the Kremlin or with the government over there. They might have very different opinions and views and not agree with anything, but they all of a sudden were on the naughty list. So anyway, very important to diversify, very important where you obviously warehouse and store precious metals. So we talked about the Caymans, and then also if you don't mind sharing a little bit about your company too, and when was it started, how long it's been in business, and then the services that you offer with regard to the buying and storage of gold.
Yeah, and I'll get right to that, but I just want to point out, MC, you know, closer to home, being a Canadian, there was seizures of assets belonging to Canadians just, we're talking 2 years ago, when we had the rallies in our capital in Ottawa, and the federal government imposed the Emergency Act, which is just recently, after a full review, it was determined that it was completely inappropriate to impose it, but they did at the time. and they seized assets belonging to Canadians. They froze bank accounts. So, you know, good example also closer to home for us Canadians and Americans. Like, this does happen. It's important to know that. In terms of SWP, so we were founded in 2014. So we're coming up on our 10-year anniversary. We're headquartered here in the Cayman Islands. So all transactions, this is super important for anyone who's looking for privacy, confidentiality, all transactions flow through our head office in the Cayman Islands. Our entire sales team is actually sitting behind me here in Georgetown in Cayman. So it's important to know that, because as a precious metals dealer based out of Cayman, we don't have any reporting requirements either to local or foreign governments or authorities. So unlike maybe a precious metals dealer, depending on which state you might be located, they're going to have reporting requirements to the state or federal at the federal level. Same thing in Canada. There's more and more reporting requirements. So that's one advantage of doing business with us. What we do is very simple. We help our clients either buy or sell physical metal. Everything we do is physical bars and coins, gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. And we also offer them the secure storage. So, you know, you buy the metals from the trade desk that's behind me. Off to this other side, there are actually two vaults within this facility, Class 3 UL rated vaults, where we store precious metals for our clients. So the idea being that, you know, if you're coming into metal as a diversifier in your portfolio, you want to get some of your assets offshore because maybe you feel like you have too many assets in one place, or you feel there's risk wherever you might live in the world, you can purchase the metal and store it here in the Cayman Islands. And then, you know, one of the services we added more recently is the ability to borrow against your holdings as well. So once you have metal in the vault with us, you can use it as collateral for a loan. So you can actually, you know, one of the knocks on gold and silver, it's kind of a dormant asset because it doesn't pay interest. It doesn't pay you a dividend. And there is a housekeeping or safeguarding fee involved when you're storing it. And so one of the ways you can activate that money is by using it as collateral for a loan, which is another service that we offer.
I want to acknowledge one of our sponsors. Are you ready to ride the wave of success in the booming car wash industry? Tommy's Express Car Wash is the cutting-edge brand that is revolutionizing the way we clean vehicles. Demand for top-notch, state-of-the-art tunnel car wash is skyrocketing. Institutions are diving in headfirst, and the real asset investor is already a step ahead. They have a world-class operations team, and they're building a portfolio of Tommy's Express car washes that's on track to become one of the largest privately owned car wash portfolios in the United States. The margins on a stabilized Tommy's Express car wash are incredible, and accredited investors have the chance to join them on their adventure. Dave Zook, the founder and CEO of The Real Asset Investor, and his team are thrilled to share opportunities like Tommy's Car Wash with accredited investors that boost your cash flow, unlocks massive tax benefits, and get you set up for a lucrative exit just a few years from now. To learn more about the opportunities offered by The Real Asset Investor, you can reach out to them at info@therealassetinvestor.com. That's info@therealassetinvestor.com. Yeah, let's dive into that because my audience is very familiar with a collateralization of assets. So if you're a new listener, you know, a lot of folks have collateralized assets in some way, shape, or form to establish a line of credit against it. So a lot of folks in our network are familiar with a HELOC strategy, right? A home equity line of credit, which is a line of credit which is secured with the equity in your home. The equity in your home is collateral, is placed as collateral, and you get a revolving line of credit against it. So you don't have to sell the house to then gain any liquidity from it. So a lot of people have used the HELOC to buy a second property, right? And or even a third property. A lot of business owners place assets of the business or receivables as collateral at the bank to get a line of credit. Then there's been folks in our network that have done crypto and stocks. So stocks, asset-based lending, a certain stock portfolio. Elon Musk used that strategy to get liquidity to buy Twitter, now X. And crypto, obviously, you could do the same thing. With those two, stocks go up, down, and sideways. Margin probability of margin calls very high. with crypto, there's a certainty at some stage you get a margin call. So it's extremely volatile. And then we've talked about some people have used ART, and we obviously have a strategy where we use high cash value life insurance, and we call it the infinite banking concept strategy, where we use the cash value, the equity of the life insurance policy. We set up a line of credit. That's how we access it, because you access it tax-free that way, and you don't have to sell or cash out the life insurance policy. And essentially, you can then use the funds to invest in other assets like real estate. That way your money is working in two places simultaneously. The value of your cash value in your policy doesn't go down. It continues to grow, compounding tax-free, and you get to buy another asset. Now, what I love about what you just shared is gold is another way to do it. So yeah, you can be the bank with gold. So it's part of this collateralization strategy. So you can buy the gold and store it and warehouse it with you guys. And then there's a separate arm, a separate company entity, which then you can place the gold on that you're storing a warehouse there as collateral for a loan. Can you share a little bit more just the kind of the mechanics of how it works? And obviously there's a minimum. So this is not, you know, there's a minimum on it. So if you just want to share a little bit more information of how that works.
Sure, MC. Yeah. So first step is opening the account with SWP. Once you're onboarded, you can go ahead and buy the gold. And that gold, like for any of our clients, it's going to be fully allocated in physical bars or coins. That's your personal property. Just, you know, very important point to make to people. When you're buying from us, you don't, it's not a receipt or a paper contract or some sort of pooled or derivative. This is a physical bar or coin or a series of physical bars and coins that belong to you as personal property. Once you have that in place with us, you can then work with our sister company, which is called SWP Capital, which is basically just there as a lending company. So they will value your gold or silver holding, and you can borrow up to 75% of the value of your holdings in the form of a loan, which is right now the rates, you know, depending on what the Fed rate is, it's going to be between 8 or 9%. The lending rate, cost of capital in Cayman is a little bit higher than it is in the US, but still I'll come to some of the benefits of that regardless. All of the interest is paid up front. The terms of the loans are 1 year, but they're fully renewable. So we'll carry that loan onwards as long as you'd like, basically. But the interest gets removed from the amount right up front. So you don't have to worry about monthly interest payments or repaying your interest at the end of the term. Everything is deducted up front. You receive the cash. You can do whatever you like with it. We're not interested necessarily in how you're investing it. That's completely up to you. So unlike the bank that might have some restrictions about how you invest the money, or it has to be invested through the bank, for example, none of that exists. The money, once the loan is approved, is yours. Loans are generally approved within 5 business days, so fairly quick turnaround there. But one of the main advantages is you, I'm glad you touched on this, because you remain the owner of the underlying gold or silver. So while your loan, during that term of your loan, you're, you know, reinvesting that money, or maybe you're paying off a high interest debt, and you know that's your advantage. The value of your gold and silver is still appreciating. And last year we saw gold appreciate by about 11-12%. So if you're born at 8 or 9, you're putting that money to work and your gold is appreciating. You know, on average, gold appreciates about 5-7% a year. But last year it had a better year just because of all the things that we spoke about earlier. You know, if you're getting a return like that, you basically borrowed the money for free, essentially, and are putting it to work. And as you pointed out, in terms of margin calls and things like that, honestly, I think we've made a total of 2 margin calls within the last 24 months, because gold and silver are relatively stable. So it's not one of those investments where you know, or one of those loans where you're going to have to really pay really close attention to it and be worried about a margin call like you might if you're born against crypto. At the 75% LTV, you know, those margin calls are few and far between. And when they come, it's a friendly phone call from the representative at SWP Capital, you know, to ask you to put up a little bit more collateral. But like I said, it happens very rarely, because gold and silver are relatively stable assets. They don't decline, you know, in value very quickly, often at all. So
And from the interest standpoint too, that's simple interest that's paid up front, right? And then the term is 12 months with the option to renew it after 12 months. And then again, just simple interest, pay the interest up front.
That's correct. That you've nailed it. Yeah. We try to keep it as simple as possible. Like I said earlier, we're not a bank. We don't act like a financial institution. So, you know, the feedback we get from the clients is that they appreciate the simplicity of working with SWP Capital. And yeah, I mean, we see a lot of people renewing those loans and year over year. So must be doing something right.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, in this situation where you're being the bank with gold, you buy the gold, which is the safe haven asset in a world that has completely lost its mind, and everybody's running to it. I kind of chuckle, right? The elites in countries have always talked about gold as kind of like a pet rock, right? Not really interested in it. And all of them are all of a sudden running into it. And all the central banks are buying it. So, you know, you obviously know that you know, actually you will know them by their deeds, right? You know where they stand on this. They say one thing, do another thing. So this way you get to buy gold, have it stored and warehouse. You're the owner of it. You can fly down to the Caymans and check it out if you needed to. And then you can establish a line of credit, secured up to 75% of the value of the gold holdings. Use that. And in this case, let's just say, if for argument's sake, that the interest is 9%. If you're investing in something else where you can get a 15, 18, 20% return, your money could be working in two places simultaneously. And then obviously you have both assets. And the other thing too that's important, similar to lines of credits using, for example, life insurance, the loan is not taxable. It's not income because it's a loan, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a tax advisor and don't live in the States. My understanding is exactly what you've said, that it wouldn't be taxable. I think your capital gain would be on the asset, or if you chose to invest it in an asset and realize a capital gain, that's where your tax exposure would be. But again, you should probably check with a tax professional on that.
Yep, absolutely. I always jokingly say, you know, I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a tax advisor and I don't play one on the internet or pretend to. So absolutely, always check with your advisors. This is fascinating. So we covered gold. We covered the how you can be your bank with gold. What are some of the other things that's interesting to you that's happening in that industry? Obviously, you guys deal with a lot of different precious metals. What are you seeing within the industry?
Yeah, it's actually a good question. And sometimes, you know, the gold industry, it's kind of a slow moving animal. You don't really reinvent the wheel very often when it comes to gold. But two things that I will point out. First of all, and this isn't with all gold dealers, but one of the things that we do at SWP is we do accept cryptocurrency as payment for orders. And we also, if you're selling your metal back to SWP, we'll also settle the transaction in crypto. So if you're looking to go in and out of the crypto market, or you've realized some profits in the crypto market, or you're not comfortable with the amount of volatility in the crypto market, you can shift some of that crypto into gold very easily with us. So that's a fairly new development within the industry. We're amongst some of the companies that are now accepting crypto as payment and settling as payment. The other thing that I'll point out, MC, that's actually more timely really, is that for the first time since the beginning of COVID, so going on 4 years, the premiums on physical products have really started to drop. So there was such a high sustained demand for physical gold and silver over the last 4 years that it drove product premiums up to levels, honestly, that I've never seen in my 18-year career. I was doing podcasts a year ago going, I can't believe some of the prices that people are paying for Silver Eagles, for example, which is a very popular product amongst American investors. You know, it was ridiculous. Like the premium was like at 50% over the spot price. It was really nuts. Yep. And those premiums have come way down. And that's a little bit of a reflection, obviously, of the market. We hit all-time highs for gold. You know, we've come off those highs. You know, we had the holiday period that we're coming out of now. So a little bit of a sleepy period for gold and silver. And as a result, we've just seen those premiums come right down. So the point being, if you're someone who's considering buying gold or silver, either you're a returning investor in the gold and silver market, or you get into it for the first time, yeah, you look at the spot price. But you also need to know that those premiums are quite low right now. And that actually saves you money, which you can invest in more ounces or you can invest somewhere else. So, You know, just wanted to point that out, that it's the lowest it's been in 4 years, and that makes for a good buying opportunity.
I want to take a moment to recognize one of our sponsors, Penumbra Solutions. Life Settlements Investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the billion-dollar blueprint followed by institutional investors. If you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements. That's cashflowninja.com/life settlements. The password to access that webinar is Penumbra, all lowercase. Just to touch base on the first thing that you said, that's huge, accepting crypto payments. Because we've heard from people in our network too, people that are trying to make large precious metals purchases using their banks are having issues with their banks in the United States. And of course, I've shared, you know, on the show, there's a lot of shenanigans going on in banks right now. It's just not in the headlines. It will be in a couple of months, but there's a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes. So the fact that you guys accept that, this is a, it takes a huge kind of like roadblock out of the way, because a lot of people would struggle just to get the funds wired or cleared through their banks. They're having a lot of issues. So if you're trying to buy gold and large amounts of it, then obviously that helps a lot. And then great point about the premiums, because not only the prices are important, but it's the premiums on top of it that you're paying for it. Because there's a lot of pitfalls in the precious metals industry too, right? So you guys do a lot of gold bars, is great for wealth preservation. There's coins that you shared. So there's a lot of people that are looking for just something to warehouse just wealth in, and they end up working with, let's just say, a local gold and precious metals dealer, and they end up with like numismatic coins and all this stuff, which is not what they wanted in the first place. There's other strategies that involve that. We don't, you know, encourage that or advocate for any of that kind of stuff here. This is a strategy to preserve wealth and warehouse wealth. And obviously, you know, the bars and the actual solid coins like American Eagle coins, those are the ones that you want to do it with. So I appreciate that. Any comments just on that, or maybe any other pitfall that I didn't touch on that you can share?
Yeah, there's a lot of nuances. And, you know, the overarching message, I think, is if you don't have metal in your portfolio today, you're exposed to risks that you shouldn't be. And you can easily protect yourself by allocating some, you know, if you start with as little as 5%, maybe 10% of your portfolio. You know, some people are as high as 15, 20%. Some of the studies show that that's really where you ought to be, especially during times of crisis. But if you don't have any, rule number one, go get some. Beyond that, you start getting into the nuances of like how to do it properly, right? So, you know, high level deal is, deal with, you know, a precious metals dealer that's reputable, whether it be a company like SWP. There's others out there. You know, it doesn't have to be us necessarily. Of course, we'll help you out and we'll do a good job of it, but make sure you're dealing with someone reputable. You made a good point. I'll just touch on it quickly. If you don't know anything about coins, don't start going to buy rare coins and numismatic coins. You're going to get fleeced. You're not going to get your money back at the end of the day. Stick to the better known mainstream bullion products, you know, US Mint, Royal Canadian Mint, Pamp Swiss, Asahi. These are major refineries. They have liquidity anywhere in the world, whether you're in the United States, whether you're in Singapore, you can buy and sell these products and always get, you know, a good premium and a fair buyback price. So yeah, do a little bit of homework. You know, talk to people who have bought precious metals before. Call us. We're happy to talk to you and walk you through the process. And you're going to avoid, you know, like you said, some of the pitfalls that might come along if you're a first-time buyer, especially.
Yep, that's great, great advice. Anything exotic in the wealth building space, you know, it might look exciting or exhilarating, but you know, it's like, you know, it's like exotic food. You don't know how that's going to play out. So, and most of the times it doesn't play out that well, right? So it's not the time, in times like this, especially that we're living in, it's not time to be cute in any way, shape or form. So do the tried and tested, battle hardened kind of like strategies and approach is a good way to go. Mark, I always like ask people, especially the first time on the show, we talk a lot about legacy, right? Because we talk about business and investing and, you know, how to grow capital and wealth building and so forth. But a big part of it too are the intangibles, right? Principles and values. So I always ask, you know, our first time guest, if you cannot pass on money to future generations and you could just leave some guiding principles and values to them, you know, three of them, if you can share, what would they be?
That is a very good question. Not one I'm often asked in these gold interviews. You know, simple stuff. You know, I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. I'm a simple guy. I'm a pretty, you know, straight shooter. It is, you know, what you see is what you get with me. But I'd say things that have worked for me personally throughout my career is work hard. You know, your work ethic is one thing that you control. You know, nobody else can determine how hard you work. And sometimes outworking the guy next to you is what's going to get you one step ahead. So work ethic, I know they always say like, work smart, not hard. Like I, you know, you hear that a lot. And yes, there's some truth to that as well, but you still need to put in the effort. You got every wealthy person I have ever worked with in this business. I've met a lot of wealthy guys and women. They're like, I'm up at 5 a.m. I'm the first one to the office. You know, it's things like that. It's like, they don't cut corners. They put in the work. Have integrity, you know, be honest with people. You know, it's whether it's your client that I'm speaking to and maybe telling someone, hey, look, like I'm not sure your strategy here is the best one. Maybe I don't agree with the product that you're buying, you know, because if you're honest, you know, people detect honesty actually. And studies have shown like you and I can have a conversation and within like 15, 20 seconds, you've determined in your mind whether I'm a trustworthy person or you don't trust me. And if you don't trust me, you're not going to do business with me. And you're certainly not going to come back and do repeat business with me. You might buy from me once because I have a good deal or whatever. But if you're honest with people in the long term, they're going to become long-term reoccurring clients. They're going to become friends. They're going to become, you know, they're going to become important part of your life. So I think that's massive. And see, a little bit of advice I got from a colleague that I've worked with for many, many years. I'm just going off the cuff here, but she, you know, don't burn bridges, especially if you work in a small industry. You're going to run into the same people for the rest of your career, or don't burn bridges with your neighbors or family. It applies as well. Like, you know, those relationships are extremely valuable and you never know when they're going to come in handy. And if you burn a bridge with someone, chances are they're going to go and speak to someone else about it. They're going to let them know what they think of you. They might be tarnishing your reputation. So maintaining good, honest relationships is critical as well, MC. Yeah.
Those are fantastic. Thank you for sharing. So for our listeners and our viewers, there is a presentation about how you can be the bank with gold, along with more information about storing and warehousing your gold in the Cayman. You could go to cashflowninja.com/be-the-bank-with-gold. I made it very simple. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify driving, just go to cashflowninja.com/be-the-bank-with-gold. Mark, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your insights and your knowledge and just providing so much valuable information and providing so much value for my listeners and my viewers.
MC, it's been a pleasure, you know, really liking what you're doing. You understand the collateralized lending aspect, cash flow, you know, putting money to work. And thanks for having me on. Always happy to share our thoughts about gold and silver with you.
Awesome. And thank you to all of our listeners and our viewers for spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me on the show. Again, if you're interested in learning more about how you can be the bank with gold, go to cashflowninja.com/be-the-bank-with-gold. That's cashflowninja.com/be-the-bank-with-gold. Everything Cashflow Ninja is also at cashflowninja.com. Until next time, live infinitely. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.